first movie in the Lord of the Rings trilogy opens today in theaters nationwide. Some were able to catch midnight screenings of the on-film version of J.R.R. Tolkien's fantasy novel. One online ticket distributor says the movie is on track for a powerful debut. By yesterday, more than 100,000 advance tickets have been sold. This project involves three motion pictures shot simultaneously over a 15-month period at a cost of nearly $300 million. The first in theaters is The Fellowship of the Ring. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says it was worth all the effort.
J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings has been so popular with readers in part because of the complexity he brought to his imaginary world of Middle-earth and its population of humans, hobbits, elves, wizards, and dwarves. The whole idea, the writer said, was for readers, quote, simply to get inside the story and take it in a sense of actual history. The basic storyline, nine individuals on a desperate quest to save the world, could not be simpler. But what they have to go through is astounding to watch.
Frodo! No,
Frodo!
No!
No, no!
Come on!
No, Frodo!
Come on, faster!
No!
It is director Peter Jackson's triumph that he makes us believe this world on screen, just as Tolkien did on the page. The Fellowship of the Ring is the first of a three-part Rings trilogy. Jackson not only directed, but co-produced and co-wrote all three films. The fantasy seems real. He has characters speaking in Tolkien's invented languages with subtitles.
There are markings. It's some form of Elvish. I can't read it.
There are few who can.
He used nine individual crews to shoot in the most remote and most strangely scenic corners of New Zealand. Most of all, Jackson has paid attention to character.
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
This is not a psychological drama like the filmmaker's earlier triumph, Heavenly Creatures, a disturbing story of two troubled teenage girls. But having a director who cares about the intricacies of human nature creates more substance and believability than these big-budget films usually have. Jackson has not only drawn his characters acutely, he has seen to it that they are cast with the same shrewdness. This is such a classic ensemble piece that it's unfair to single out too many people. But the one who is irreplaceable is Ian McKellen as the wizard Gandalf, someone whose magnificent presence makes everything believable.
There are other forces at work in this world, Frodo, besides the will of evil. Bilbo was meant to find the ring, in which case you also were meant to have it. And that is an encouraging thought.
As for the nine actors who make up the fellowship that sets out to destroy the evil Golden Ring, the bond they formed working on the film was so close, they all had themselves tattooed with the number nine in Tolkien's invented script. The Fellowship of the Ring is nearly 3 hours long, but its sense of adventure never flags. The only real drawback, in fact, is that it will be a full year until the next installment, The Two Towers, is released. Some people are already counting the days. Like me.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.